Hello and welcome to this week's Alternative Jukebox with me, the Codfather, in association with Smile Radio. I've got another epic lineup, as always, and we play the music that matters. So join me as I pay homage to the bands and artists who play under the radar of mainstream radio. If you want to contact me, please do so by thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com, or you can nip over to the website, thecodfatherdj.com. Twitter and Instagram, it's SmileRadio3. So let's crank it up to 11, and we're going to kick off this week with The Slits, who were regarded as one of the most significant female punk rock bands of the 70s. Foolishly or bravely, and with very little musical ability, they actually jumped into a debut tour with The Clash. Guitarist Mick Jones used to tune the guitars for them. The Slits did actually developed an aggressive confrontational style, putting attitude in motion before ability. Well, musical ability. They did actually tighten their sound up later on in their career and expanding from straight punk rock into sort of reggae, dub and African influences. Vocalist Ari Up was the stepdaughter of John Lydon, a.k.a. Johnny Rotten. She sadly passed away in 2010, age 48. This is Instant Hit.
Set.
Rebel Girl and Bikini Kill, a feminist punk band based in Washington, formed in 1990, disbanded in 1997. Bikini Kill believed that if all girls started a band, the world would change. They actively encouraged women and girls to start bands as a means of cultural resistance. Resistance, I'll put my teeth in. It's pandemonium here. Nathan's kicking off the lot. Anyway, next up, Punk Garage Rock and Roll by Female Fronted Dragster. Formed in Coventry as they were disenchanted with the watered-down piss-poor popular music. Within a year of forming, they had been produced by Rat Scabies of the Damned and managed by Public Image's Jar Wobble. They have three albums under their belt and played loads of live shows, festivals in the UK and Europe. Dragster absolutely bleed, sweat and rock and roll. This is Damned. We'll be right back. History repeating, and the ravenous hounds hailing from the ass end of UK and making noise like no other. Punk rock and roll in ethos whilst incorporating all manner of influences. Right, on we go. Next on the jukebox, The Rising Souls, described in equal parts Soundgarden, Rival Sons, Black Crowes, Queen of the Stone Age. Add a bit of vintage rock and a little bit of soul, and you know, you're sort of getting close to what they sound like. The Rising Souls are one of Scotland's next exciting bands, with powerful vocals of Dave Archibald, meaty riffs and flowing grooves. There's actually, what is there not to like? And you can actually catch them at La Belle Angèle in Edinburgh, May the 31st. This is the Alternative Jukebox with The Codfather.
Man, oh, can say.
Some serious riffage there. Quality music comes as standard with The Codfather. That was Slay the Liar and The Fumes. They're from Sydney, Australia, playing blues really loud and really well. Volatile and raw, and I think that's the appeal. It certainly is for me. Right. I'm really looking forward to listening to this one. The Rubber Bandits, Irish comedy hip-hop duo. They're from Limerick. Consisting of Blind Boy Bandit, Dave Chambers, and Mr. Chrome, Bobby McGlynn. During the performances and interviews, they actually keep their identity concealed by wearing masks made from plastic shopping bags. Have you provided one, Nathan? You know, down at Tesco's? Yeah, you want to send them one. Signed. they've also won awards for both music and comedy. Are you a hobo or a hipster?
When he's sniffing on glow, he's never had a steady job and he has syphilis too. He wears his granny's jacket and a Burger King crown. He lives in a factory on the shit side of town. He likes to think that he can play the washtub bass. He carries cans of cider in a pillowcase. Hey mister, I wanna know, are you a hipster or a hobo? You got a chip too, you live in Soho. Are you a hipster or a hobo? Hey mister, I wanna know, are you a hipster or a hobo? You got a push bike and a broke nose. Are you a hipster or a hobo?
You smoke cigars and drinks in bars with elderly men. He'll tell you
so he writes it on walls. He's always shouting shit at traffic when he's grabbing his balls. He won't wear socks or pants that fit. He liked a lot of people just before they were shit. He spent a month in Brooklyn, now he talks like a Yank. He likes to carry around a journal, but the pages are blank. He wears Old Spice, he sleeps all day. He kinda raped a woman and he quotes Tom Waits. His fingernails are filthy, but his mustache is styled. He's somewhere in his 30s, but he acts like a child. Hey, mister, I wanna know who. Are you a hipster or a hobo? You got a chip too. You live in Soho. Are you a hipster or a hobo? Hey, mister, I wanna know who. Are you a hipster or a hobo? You got a push bike.
Recorded in a skip, that's Pat the Bunny. He was active from 2011 to 2016. Born Patrick Schneeweiss, he's a retired American musician who's been frontman of notable anarcho punk groups Johnny Obo and the Freight Trains. I think we've played some of his stuff. Wingnut Dishwashers Union, them as well. I'm not sure about this one, and Ramshackle Glory. So there you go. Right, next we have American singer-songwriter and iconic figure in American folk music, Woody Guthrie, who in 1956 was hospitalised with a hereditary illness, Huntington's disease. His mother was actually committed to a Oklahoma hospital for the insane with the same illness when Guthrie was 14. During his 11-year hospitalisation, his most faithful visitors were his second wife, some of his children, and a certain 19-year-old Bob Dylan. This is Slow Faction, and it's taken from the album This Machine Kills Fascists.
Yeah.
What's Inside a Girl? A little bit of punk rock psychobilly there from the Cramps. They released their final album in 2002, Fields of Dope Island. It was on their label, Vengeance Records. The band split in 2009 after the death of singer Lux Interior. He was 62. Right, I've got a band next called Dead Horse. It's D-E-D-O-R-S-E. So Dead Horse. Four-piece twin guitar phenomena. Unforgettable vocal delivery on this song. Truly old school. They are heavy, but they do fuse a bit of blues and punk and soul into it. So this is the Black Hole. You're listening to the Aldi Famous Godfather and his alternative jukebox. You're laughing at Downsy. I'll be over there and sort you out. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Oh, a bit of doom there. She Was a Witch by 1782. And a bit more Codfather trivia now. In 1782, Anna Goldie was actually condemned, tortured and killed in the last witchcraft trial in Europe. Marco Nido and Gabriel Fansalou formed a doom metal band called 1782 in honour of all the witches that were murdered. So there you are, interesting facts with the Codfather. Right, we've got Eye on Fire coming up now. They're a Grammy award-winning metal band from Oakland, California. Their album, Electric Messiah, won Best Metal Performance. Here's Rumours of War.
Sold women's shoes and traveled 9 months a year. When he left my mom in 71, I didn't shed one tear. He was a man who married a teenage girl when he was 39. A man like that doesn't want a wife, he wants a concubine.
He moved her to Boston away from her friends and family. He isolated her, so in turn she isolated me. She went to bars and house parties and left her infant all alone. She joked that it was alright, 'cause in my crib.
She left the receiver of the phone. He was a shithead father who created a vengeful wife. Why, I proudly say, when I was 14 saw X and the Subhumans at the whiskey. That was the night. It may sound trite,
but punk rock saved my life. Their manicurist. She'd hang with the factors and the West Side bourgeoisie. Since she'd go out 5 nights a week, she got me my own TV. I found her porn and sex toys and began to realize then, after she'd cook dinner, she'd go out to fuck older wealthy men. I never had a babysitter. I had a She never threw me one birthday party. So I spent my nights going to every punk show I could find. My new home was Hollywood, around Selma and Vine. Cafe, the Olympic, and the Vex. You see, punk rock was never just music to me. It was my life. My parents were just relatives. My family. Always no effects.
What a great track that was. Tragicomedy, Punk Rock Saved My Life. That was Cokey the Clown, whose alter ego is NoFX frontman Fat Mike. Alongside him was Blink-182's Travis Barker on the Skins and Guns N' Roses' Dizzy Reed on keyboards. So there you go. Sadly, we are beaten for time once again. I hope you've enjoyed this week's music as much as I have. A big thank you to Nathan Downs for his production, Dr. Ains for his invaluable input into the show, and Smile Radio for putting it on air, and of course you for listening. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. If you missed a show or you want to catch up on some old shows, head to www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. If you want to send me a tune, hopefully get it played on the show, that's email thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. I shall catch you next week. Playing us out today is old rock and roller Kip Tyler, and She's My Witch.
chick with a wicked twitch. She is my witch. Chicken just for the thrill, till you wind up in a ditch. She is my wife.